My bear was just called Bear, and I loved him. Yes, it's great, isn't it? Yeah, and let us know about your teddy bear, the bear that you remember that meant something to you, whether as a child or as an adult. I mean, I was going to say Rupert then. Richard still got Rupert.
Yeah. You're never going to let me forget it, are you?
It's very endearing, actually.
Well, you know, I had a cousin who had a blanket.
Okay.
That's all she had. No toy, no, just a blanket. It went everywhere with her for years.
But it bought her a lot of comfort in that blanket.
Can't have a bear, you have a blanket.
But Paul, you were just saying there about looking back over the last, say, 20 years with regards to marketing and how to market a product. And, you know, maybe the cynics among sure. us might be saying, well, you know, this is all just one great big marketing ploy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and I think you're right, and it is a serious part of what we do. I think very early on, if you think about our customer or our guest, as we call them, you know, the target is, you know, a 10-year-old child, mm-hmm. and you know, we tend to a lot of companies forget, you know, we're making money from these people, and going back to Maxine and, you know, her own ethic, as we talked earlier on, she very generally gives back. And I think, you know, over the 14 years, you know, most of our causes are children's related, children's health, wellness, literacy and education. So, you know, we have an owl and a read me bear, endangered animals and their habitats.
She's done a lot actually for animal rights, hasn't she?
Yes. And I mean, it's
raising awareness.
Split between the two, and I think, you know, it's more about caring in general and having a caring attitude rather than particularly children or particularly animals. And as we said, you know, a lot of other companies have done a great job, you know, the Ronald McDonald Houses mm-hmm. around the world, of which we also have a connection. You know, 300 million spent on you know, real genuine work in hospitals and hospital rooms, and we did the same thing at Toys R Us when I spent time with them. And so one of the things we wanted to do was, you mentioned the cynicism in markets, try and break through that. And at our grand opening in Dubai Mall, which is an important landmark for the company as well, it is a big store and you know, very good for publicity for Dubai and for the company international. We're going to sort of look at our opening offers more as a grand opening that gives back. You know, a lot of companies, and there's nothing wrong with it, do a, you know, buy one, get one free, drive sales. As well as Champ, who we mentioned before, we're going to introduce a guy who I showed you earlier on. Mm-hmm. This is Curly Teddy. Mm-hmm. He is going to retail. He's a more traditional and a much more robust bear. And he is going to retail at round about, I think it's 85 dirhams. And 50% of the sales of this bear from the grand openings, probably week and a half, 2 weeks, of Dubai Mall in June and Al Wada in Abu Dhabi in August, 50% of that will go directly to the charity. And you know, we haven't done a lot since we've been here, but I think we haven't had the scale. Mm. And so we want to link that, you know, Curly Teddy is a one-off. Champ is part of our US program for the Build-A-Bear Foundation. And the Build-A-Bear Foundation, obviously because of the way it works, we talked about structure, is a proper foundation, properly managed. And so we have standard causes throughout the year. Huggable Heroes is children, sponsoring children who, you know, give of themselves in the community. We've just signed up this weekend with St. Jude's Research Hospital in St. Louis. And also last week, or this week, is Autism Month Awareness Month. You know, it's important to link to things that are current. Funnily enough, we sold a Purple Heart, which we found a lot of families sending messages, children and parents, to their troops in Afghanistan and Iraq with the bear in it, with the message in it saying, "Dad, I love you," and all that sort of thing. And again, just letting people know that there's a connection and we're thinking about you.
So, Paul, when you started out in business, did you foresee many moons ago? It's not that long ago, but you know, things have changed a lot. So, could you foresee how marketing was going to grow and develop from the days where? I mean, what did it used to be? What would have been the absolute basics of selling, which is, I've got something you need,
yes,
and I can get this for you. I can sell this to you at a price that's affordable.
Yeah, I mean, it was always about, you know, great offers, wasn't it?
Mm.
You know, buy one, get one free, and, you know, get this and get this off the next one. And, you know, a lot of companies were using it just to dump old stock, particularly particularly fashion retailers in the old days. And in fact, some of the fashion retailers have actually come to the fore. The Gap, for example, they really do embrace some of the, what they call better business practices. And I think it's part of better business practices rather than just philanthropy. We all are much more aware of, you know, our planet. I think the economic downturn has made us all more aware that there are people who perhaps we never thought about before. You know, to see people in the US living out of tents has really hit it home. And I think generally there's a better feeling. I think yesterday, Sport Relief in the UK generated more money than ever before in an economic downturn. So I think there is a genuine awareness. If that awareness is out there in the street, which it wasn't back in the sort of 80s when I started, that then relates to employees within companies and them questioning themselves, you know, what are we doing? And if we can get a tax break, well, we might as well make that work for us. Mm. And the Gap, for instance, are part of a group of companies that have sort of taken, it's called, I think it's called Make It Red. I think we all remember the pink linking to breast cancer. And for the food industry, fair trade, you know, helping underdeveloped countries. And I suppose the red tag is fashion's version of fair trade, whereby, you know, where before the consumers saw a ubiquitous link with pink products to cancer, the red one now is, and they call it, you know, the big box retailers like Gap and even Apple, Hallmark. Red product is a movement that is dedicated to eliminating AIDS. So then we've got a health sort of issue as well. And half of the profits from Gap's red tagged products goes to that. And other retailers are now doing that. And in fact, I was looking on their website the other day. And I think their MD sort of, I think, summed it up best with his description of what we do now as retailers is embracing better business practices. Is the reason for participating in the program is that companies in today's world should look beyond the basics of ethical business practices and embrace responsibility to people and the planet. And I think without getting on that soapbox, I think we're all more aware. And therefore, I think as employees, as business managers, as CEOs, as stakeholders,
as consumers,
yeah, we're all more aware of it, whether it's
and maybe taking more responsibility, maybe.
And you cover that a lot here. The great thing about what we do is I think we're trying to also get the children at an early age just to understand and embrace caring, whether it's the bear, whether it's through what we do from our charity work. And so let's get them away from computers and guns and let's get them back to
absolutely
some of the children's basics.
And the wholesome values. Well, Judith has texted in regarding her daughter. Her daughter had a huge and much loved teddy that she dragged behind her by its nose. Eventually the nose fell off, so we called it the Faceless Wonder. And with lots of repairs, he still exists, although my daughter is now 40 and has three children of her own. So thanks for sharing that, Judith, and thank you for all your text messages this morning. And thank you to Paul Marks, General Manager of Build a Bear Workshop.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been fun.
It's been a lot of fun and quite insightful, actually, as well. So thanks for sharing your knowledge and experience. And thank you to my co-host today, Richard Manson.
My pleasure.